You ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
A good morning to you. Hope it's a good start to a good day. Folks, it's not the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. The wrong open ran there. It is actually JB and the General. I'm John Burton. He's the General Patton Cook. We're coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. How you doing over there, pal?
Good morning. Doing well. Didn't have that on my bingo card this morning.
Yeah.
But so. Here we are.
I'm sure for a lot of people it was wishful thinking. It's like, All right, get those two clowns out of there and get why can't I hear anything? Get those two clowns out of there and get Greg Pogue back in here. Sorry, no such luck. Who knows? Maybe Greg will call in or stop by. Yes. So we apologize for that. How you doing, buddy? It's draft day.
Yes.
Did you see the movie Draft Day?
The
Kevin Costner, yes. Jennifer Garner.
Yes, yes.
You know, all in all, not a bad movie. I think it was the NFL's answer to Moneyball. Because Moneyball was such an unexpected
hit movie.
It was a terrific movie. Brad Pitt playing Billy Bean, the Oakland A's general manager. And it basically tried to explain how you can build a winning baseball team without spending a ton of money on premium talent. Mm-hmm. And that's seriously, if Major League Baseball is really coming to Nashville, and I'll believe it when I see it, that's what they're going to have to do. So anyway, it was kind of, you know, it was Kevin Costner, you know. Looking back, it wasn't a horrible movie, you know.
No,
you know, Costner with the you pancake eating blankety blank. That was that's a line that'll live forever.
Right.
I had pancakes the other morning, and I was sitting there like I'm a pancake eating. Ivan Reitman directed that movie, and I know you. He directed the Ghostbuster films, the original Ghostbuster films. Well known director. He has said that he liked the movie, probably the whole, and I don't, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, the whole Jennifer Garner, Kevin Costner side story. He said if he had it to do over again, he probably wouldn't do because the elements of what was going on during the draft and the general and you know, all the general managers and stuff at the time was probably enough to carry the movie. And
you didn't need that in the
draft. Yeah. That was kind of, I thought Kevin Costner was good. He played the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, he was under pressure because the Browns had been losing. And he's trying to have a good draft and whatever. And he was under pressure from his owner and that kind of stuff. And it's one of those things where the people that made that movie, you know, they wanted to be as authentic as they could. They wanted to use, they sought permission from the NFL to use names, logos, that kind of thing. And the NFL said, yeah, fine, but, it's the shield. We want to be presented in a certain way.
We would like to see that final cut.
Exactly. We're going to have some say in all that. So anyway, I'm rambling on, but good morning, everybody. It is draft day. Preds back at it tomorrow in a 1-1 series with Vancouver Canucks. So the draft will take most of the attention today. Are you excited, Patton Cook? You are a Nashville native. You are a diehard Tennessee Titans fan, season ticket holder. Are you excited for draft day?
Draft days are always exciting, especially when you're in the top 10, John, because you're in the mix for everything. You're in the mix to select where you stand and get a guy who likely is going to hopefully, if you do it correctly, John, should be on your team for longer than 4 years. So the talent is there where you're picking, but you're also at a point where teams are trying to get up there. So there's that possibility of you trading back. Kind of having Adam Schefter breaking things on ESPN tonight. So it's got all that thing. But I think the way the Titans have said it, I mentioned it yesterday, kind of where they sit, how they approach free agency, they've set themselves up to, I don't think, lose the draft.
If you're a Titans fan, I don't think we're going to come on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time to a wave of, Sal and angry Titans fans. Like, why did they pick that guy?
Right.
Right?
No.
Because they're in position. You know, your franchise, your potential franchise left tackle could be there, or a really dynamic, game-breaking wide receiver might be there, which would be a nice weapon for your young quarterback. I always emphasize protecting your young quarterback. Let's take it from a Giants fan. If you don't have a good offensive line, you are stuck in the mud. You are absolutely stuck in the mud. I don't care how many weapons you acquire or, you know, this, that, or the other. It affects every part of your team when your offensive line sucks. It affects your defense, right? Because if your offensive line sucks, you're going three and out, three and out, three and out. Guess what? The defense has got to get back out on the field.
Especially what this team has experienced really since the Taylor Wan and Jack Conklin era ended. You had a brief period where Dennis Kelly was okay at right tackle, but ever since that ended, you always had at least one end of your offensive line in dire need. And for the past two or three years, it's been everything. It's been every position. It hasn't just been right or left tackle. It's been up and down. So it's, I agree with you, and you're hearing some names kind of fire up. Now, I saw something on Twitter that I liked. Guys really aren't firing up draft boards at this point anymore, John. The media is just learning about where this guy kind of ranks.
The hay is pretty much in the barn. Now, like you said, you could see a late move where a team trades up. You know, that Arizona pick at four is going to be interesting. Obviously, if you're a Titans fan, what the Chargers do at, what are they, five?
Five.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting, you know, because everybody thinks, well, Harbaugh's going to take an offensive lineman. And
well, and right now the trend, if anybody cares, is J.C. Latham to the L.A. Chargers.
He's been
a right tackle at Alabama, was that for the majority of the time. And that's what the Chargers are looking for, is a right tackle. So that's a name right now. All your favorite mock draft experts have him going at five at this very moment.
Well, if that's the case, like I said, the Giants at six are not going to take Joe Alt.
No.
They have Andrew Thomas, who's been second team all pro the last couple of years. He's one of the best left tackles in the NFL.
Yep.
Now they got Evan Neal at right tackle, who was god awful last year. He's entering his third year. They have a new offensive line coach, so we'll see. So I think they're going to give it another go with him. So, you know, that would clear the path for you to take Joe Alt. And I think, you know, I've been, you know, pounding my hand on my fist on the table. If Alt is there at seven, to me, it's a no brainer. Just hand the card to the commissioner.
And I think what Rand Carthon was talking about, there are a couple names that they will not move off seven for. I'd have to imagine Alt is one of them.
Neighbors probably the other.
Yeah. So there are names there. I don't believe any scenario I've kind of dreamed up in my head, I don't see Neighbors making it past six to your Giants, John. So that's kind of a name I've kind of left out of my mind at this point.
That's
your dream,
right? You want Neighbors.
Because
you're of the Madden generation, and you want to see balls in the air.
Go for it on fourth down.
Right, fourth and 50, go for it. Yeah. Ooh, offensive line. Ooh. That's not exciting. That's not sexy. I'm just telling you, listen to your elders. Take it from me.
Yeah.
You are stuck in the mud as a franchise until you fix your offensive line.
They are, and In the more you kind of hear about what Joe Alt is, and we've had guests on all week talking about how good he is, it brings a little doubt in my mind, because there hasn't been many first-round draft picks, John, that the Titans have drafted where there's been zero questions. Because, I mean, you look down the line.
This guy is about as NFL-ready as any prospect. I'd say him, Brock Bowers, any one of those wide receivers. I think those are the elite NFL-ready plug-and-play guys right now.
But really, if you look back at what last year was for the Titans, it was a plug-and-play guy right away. And Peter Skoronski, there wasn't kind of question marks for him either. So maybe that's something you put in to your mind as well, what Rand Carthon kind of targets in round one. It's not, hey, let's get Caleb Farley. We like what his upside is, even though he's got a bad back at the age of 22.
And the thing about Caleb Farley, he's a great kid. He's a fine young man. I mean, I've had conversations with him on and off the record. He's a sweet kid, and he wants to play, and he wants to be good, and he wants to contribute, and he wants to live up to being a first round pick. But it just, you know,
can't do that in round one.
You can't. And a lot of people gave Robinson side eye, like, this guy's had a knee injury and a back injury. You know, there's a reason why he's available this late in the first round. Right. But anyway, I mean, you know, Who was the inside linebacker they took out of Alabama a few years ago?
Rashawn Evans.
I thought this guy was going to be a mainstay, you know, all pro, you know, just don't worry about that guy for the next decade. So, you know, you just never know. It's about scheme. It's about fit. It's about a lot of different things. So, you know, but like I said, I've been saying it. If I'm a Titans fan, and I'm friend of Titans fan, I'm an independent Titans observer who, you know, wants the best for you guys. You know, I do.
We question that at some moment.
Well, you question that. True Titans fans know that they have a friend in JB, okay? you continue to question me and call me a hater. However, trust your GM. I think Titans fans are in a position now you can trust Rand Carthon based on what he did last year in the draft, based on what he's done this year in free agency to plug holes. This is a team with still a lot of holes, and it's not going to be a quick fix. But, man, you can get a long way towards where you need to be with a good draft based on what you've already done.
Totally agree. And it's been good to hear that. Until Rand Carthon doesn't give you that ability to trust, I mean, it's the same way with John Robinson. Forever heading into the draft, you were so confident because there were very few misses in the value he was getting Kevin Byard in the third round. I mean, that's exceptional value, but it kind of dropped off. So I'm with you. The mocks are firing off Twitter right now. Jim Wyatt released his media-wide prediction. Mm-hmm. It is 99% Joe Alt in all that. So it's that day, Thursday, round one of the draft.
Titans fans, how you feeling about the draft? Give us a call or text 615-844-5600. Terry McCormick from TitansInsider.com is going to join us at 10:05. Give us his thoughts. Of course, we're going to have Corbs coming up here in a few minutes at 9:25 and Chris Sanders at 10:25. So a busy Thursday. We mentioned the Preds. They're back in town getting ready for game three tomorrow night with Vancouver. That series tied 1-1. We talked about it yesterday. It, you know, all the advantages seem to favor the Preds. Heading home, 1-1 series. Vancouver a little bit in flux now because they're starting goaltenders injured and out. I haven't heard or seen an update on his availability for game three. I mean, it doesn't look good.
No.
I would say. So Casey DeSmith will, you know, Thatcher Demko is their starting goaltender who's injured, but Casey DeSmith is their backup, and he wasn't great the other night. He only faced, 15 shots, and he let three in. So, you know, the Preds seem to have all the momentum, and I would say at this point it is more likely than not likely that the Preds win this series and advance to round two. That's how strong I feel about it right now.
I do as well, not by a huge margin necessarily.
No, it's going to be a long series.
It will, and I think the way they've played in these two games, it's hard not to like what they've done. They've got to take advantage, especially if the goaltender won't be ready for tomorrow night. It makes game three even more important to kind of get that one and put even more pressure on game four and on the Canucks. But it's been a masterclass, quite frankly, so far, John. I know you lose game one, but you're the better team for 90% of that game.
Two and a half periods, you were the better team.
Really were. But here you are, 1-1. You've played well. Philip Forsberg had a fantastic game, had the goal previously, and UC Soros came up big. I know he didn't face a ton of shots, right, but there are moments where he came up strong, and the guys in front of him, 30 block shots. That's all you can ask if you're UC Soros.
That is the playoffs. When the playoffs hit, you gotta sacrifice your body, and as coaches like to say, you gotta pay the price down low. last night, the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs in Toronto 4-2. So the Bees up in that series 2-1. Golden Knights won at Dallas again, 3-1 the final last night, so they're up 2-0 heading home. Mm. Vegas is the defending Stanley Cup champions. And the Kings, another wild one. Kings beat the Oilers last night 5-4 on the road, and that series tied 1-1. What a series that has been. I mean, we're two games in. That baby's going to be a doozy. It is already.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And the Avalanche series, which is also tied at 1, played on the same night as the Preds. Not only is NBA having some good series, but the NHL's been pretty electric so far as well.
NBA, yeah, you mentioned it. The Heat beat the – well, here we go with the Celtics playing with their food again. What are we doing? 111-101, the Heat hit 23 threes I think fourth best all-time in playoff history. I think the record is 25 made threes.
Yeah, their franchise record, the Miami Heat.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good strategy from Spoelstra. It's like, don't even bother pounding inside. Just chuck it up, you know? Just shoot it. You know, you get over half court, you got an open look, shoot the three. It's simple analytics.
And Jimmy Butler on Instagram last night posted a meme of "Don't let us get one." And Jimmy's there smiling, but fantastic win. I don't know if Boston had the case of the South Beach flu or not, John. But
oh wait, that was a playoff record, 23 threes. I thought the record was 25. Okay,
but yeah. But
my bad.
Game one, they looked so strong. Game two, not as.
Oh, I thought it was a sweep.
I thought so too. I said it here. I said that looks to be three more of that. Well, this will be done and out of here. Tyler Hero was fantastic last night, shooting and assisting. Had a great lob to Bam Adebayo. But this series got a whole lot more interesting.
It did. The Pelicans without Zion are cooked, man. They got rolled by the Thunder, 124-92. So OKC's up in that series, 2-0 there. Gilgeous Alexander had a great game, 33 points. So, that's the story there. I mean, it's not really a compelling series without Zion, is it? I mean, it just doesn't do it. You know, I'm not running to the TV to watch that.
I can't say that I am either. And I give credit to OKC. They've done what they've needed to. You had last night, Chet Holmgren saying that, Shai Gilgeous needs to be the MVP. Of course, we had a couple awards announced last night. Naz Reid is the sixth man of the year. But I don't know. I don't know who. I do know who the MVP will be. It's going to be Jokic. He's had a fantastic year. But give credit to OKC. They've built something very nice. I know they got some tough love the past couple of years with all the first-round draft picks they've had. They haven't really moved any of them. They've just kind of been drafting them themselves. But look where they are right now. The pieces they have, they're young, they're hungry, maybe won't progress as far this year. I think this is kind of their stepping stone type year. But next year and the years to come, they are a dangerous team in the West.
Baseball, the Braves walk off the Marlins last night, 4-3 in 10 innings. Michael Harris, the second with the game-winning RBI there. All right, that gets you caught up. Plenty more to do on today's show. We want to hear from the Titans fans today. It is draft day, and Preds fans too. 615-844-5600. But don't call right away, because up next, Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach, will join us. Just getting started, WNSR. Stick around.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Thursday morning in Music City. Happy to have you along with us. Always happy to talk to the two-time national champion coach of the Vanderbilt baseball team. Joins us every Thursday, Tim Corbin. Corbs, good morning.
Good morning, JB. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, man. All right. Well, Good. Listen, we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't ask you about the J.D. Thompson situation on Saturday. Getting tossed from the game with the foreign substance. Did you get a satisfactory answer to that situation? What can you tell us about that, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically rosin and the sweat of your skin and going back to it. And from from JD's situation, it was going to it and not wiping it off. And because of the rosin and because of the skin and the sweat, it created a sticky substance. It was dark because he kept going back to it, and because of that, the umpires deemed that it was, it was something that was improper. So at that point, right there, they made a decision to remove him from the game, and at that point, we just had to kind of move forward. He's out for four games, and he already served a suspension Tuesday night by not being able to participate there, but also the next three games, which certainly doesn't help us because he's certainly a guy that we can use. But he's upset about it. From his standpoint, he doesn't place any blame on anyone because he's done it for a long period of time. And the truth of the matter is too that a lot of pitchers do it, but they go to different spots on their body. But this one was visible to the umpires and visible to the opposition. So that's what happened.
Gotcha. And forgive my ignorance here, Coach. Was there an opportunity to, appeal the suspension or no? Once it's done, it's done.
You could appeal it, but I think it was a pretty clear-cut case right there. Once they made a decision on the field and called the SEC office from the field too, and once they made that decision, it was pretty clear-cut.
As expected, a grinded out series against Florida. How did you think overall your team performed in that series?
Good. Yeah, good. I mean, we responded well. We had a tough weekend before at Texas A&M, and Cunningham came back and pitched really well, and Carter Holton did too. So we got two quality starts there. Last game too, we were in it and playing reasonably well. We just couldn't get the offense going, particularly in the 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th inning when we needed to. And we couldn't get them off the field. It was essentially a 4-2 game for a long period of time. And they had scored their runs with two outs each time and then scored two with two outs in the 9th, which kind of put the game away. But, I thought pitching-wise it was pretty good. J.D. Thompson was solid, and then the guys after him were decent too, but we just couldn't stop them when we needed to, and we just couldn't score. We didn't score any runs, but I think in all in all, you know, we won a series, and certainly, you know, won both Tuesdays on the bookend part of the series. So, it's fine. We're doing what we need to do inside this conference right now.
Coach, you had a couple instances with the J.D. Thompson as well as the Eko McIlvaine injury where guys kind of had to be thrown in there, maybe a little more suddenly than you would have hoped. Did you like how your guys responded in those moments?
Well, you know, they respond in how they have to. I think, you know, it's a really odd situation. You know, that inning was, you know, I haven't seen that too much before, where a guy gets removed from the game and then the guy you bring in to replace him gets removed because of an injury while warming up. And he was actually hot because he was coming into the game. So it wasn't one of those things. I think the question was, did he have to warm up quickly? He did not. He was ready to go, but his back, he had a back spasm once he got out there and couldn't go. How that's going to affect him going forward, I'm not sure. But, you know, Luke Guth came in and run around first and second with two outs, got out of that inning. So, you know, pretty good. You know, we've been leaning on some young guys, and those young guys have been coming up for us. You know, whether it's Guth, whether it's Cyber, whether it was McIlvaine, whether it is Miller Green. I mean, those guys have done a nice job for us. And then the other night, you know, we got a great relief performance by Loboke, you know, for four innings. He struck out eight in a row. So, yeah, we're responding okay. We'll piece this together.
Coach, right now your guys are not only playing really tough SEC teams, they're taking some tough finals right now as well. Can you sense a difference after finals are over from your guys, kind of where they just get to focus on baseball?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of relief. I mean, I think, you know, it during the course of the season, too, you know, as I've spoken to before, I mean, their class schedules are pretty thick. And, you know, they're in class early and essentially in class till about noontime and then on the field. So when it's all over with, then really they can really concentrate on, you know, getting in the weight room more and, you know, rest. I think, you know, especially when the temperatures of these games go up, both physically by playing the opponent and from a, you know, a temperature in the air too. So they need all the energy they can get. But I would say it's quite a relief. They're, I would say by Monday of next week, most of this academic work will be complete. But they still have a lot of papers to pass in and so on. So they're working, even though they're not going to class.
What did you see in Devin Fittrell's return from injury?
Well, it was a quick dose, and, you know, we actually didn't catch the ball for him in the outfield initially. So we probably kept him in there two batters more than what we wanted to. But good. He's good. He's actually thrown longer bullpens than what he threw out there the other night. But fine. We just got to get him out there again at some point, and hopefully we'll be able to use him this weekend. But he feels good. He's itching to pitch, and we just got to get him out there again.
Tim Corbin is our guest. Vanderbilt baseball coach joins us every Thursday. All right, you get the walk-off win over UT Martin the other night. I'm sure that was great for the old ticker. And now heading into Mississippi State this weekend, Bulldogs, or actually you're home for Mississippi State, excuse me. Bulldogs, mm-hmm. always a tough team.
Yeah, they really are. And they've acquired some nice pieces to that team, too. We, you know, we played them last year, and they returned most of their guys coming back. Dakota Jordan, their right fielder, is one of the best power hitters in the SEC, which every time we talk, every week, I tell you about another power hitter, and there's plenty in this league for sure. But I think it's their pitching that really has come along. A kid named Cal Steven, who transferred from Purdue. He's a big 6'4", 230-pound right-handed pitcher. He can really throw the ball up there. He's a true Friday night guy, so we're going to have to solve him first. And then Sinjay, the switch-handed pitcher who throws right, throws left. He's a very good pitcher. He's got a very good arm. These two kids have two of the best fastballs in the league, so they've really pitched well, and offensively, they're the fastest team we've faced up to this point. So We're going to have to neutralize that. But, you know, play good baseball. Weather's going to be good. Hopefully get a good crowd.
And, yeah.
Yeah, you just got to get back out there and play. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great weekend.
Now, when you face a guy who pitches with either hand, again, forgive my ignorance, Coach, does he have to establish, you know, which arm he's going to pitch with before the game starts? Yes. How does that work?
No, he's just got to establish it with each hitter.
Oh,
so
okay.
Once he establishes it, then it's set. He can't go back and forth within an at bat. But he does, and from what I've seen, he's very strong right-handed. His fastball right-handed is better than the one left-handed.
Right.
But left-handed, he's got a very good breaking ball. So if he wanted to neutralize the splits on a left-handed hitter, then he's going to turn around and potentially throw the left-handed breaking ball against a left-handed hitter.
Coach, on Saturday, there will be a pennant for the 2014 and 2019 National Championship. Did those two teams have any similarities, thinking back to them?
'19 was just a team that played so well from the day the season started to the day that the season ended. I've never seen a team operate like that, where they won the league, they won the tournament, you win a regional, you win a super, and then you win a national championship. I mean, you just win everything. That is a rare, rare thing. I think there's two other teams in the SEC that have actually pulled that off. So difficult to do. The 2014 team was more of a, it's kind of like this one, you know, it was a grinding, I'm not saying they're the same team, but it was kind of grinding throughout, you know, and we didn't, you know, I think at the end, when we got through the SEC tournament, I would think that most people would think, you know, these guys are probably going to max out in a regional. That's kind of what we look like. And then what we did is we just, you know, we got really hot and played really well. And then you started developing some, you know, good closers at the end. So, yeah, that the two different teams, when you look at them, where they're similar is they held the gold trophy at the end. And doesn't matter how you get to the last stop, it's when you get there. So, you know, it's always possible.
Coach, these next four weekends, including this one, fans and media, they kind of have a number of wins that they would like to see to kind of be firm and hosting a national seed, kind of whatever you want it to be. Do you have a number of wins you want down the stretch here to kind of feel confident in your team heading into the postseason?
All of them, right, Tim?
You win as many as you can.
Right.
But I think in this conference, I mean, I think you're so 50-50 that it's you know, I think if you have a winning record inside of this conference, I think it gives you a chance. I wouldn't know what to think if it was even or just a little bit underneath. People might say, well, no, but you know what? And now that, you know, you look at the records inside the conference, there's a couple teams that have, I'm not going to say pulled away because one weekend does make a difference, but, you know, it's just tight. It's really tight. And so I just think, you know, having a winning record in this conference gives you a good chance. We certainly have taken care of business in non-conference. That helps. So we just got to do our job inside the conference. But it's going to be tough. It's going to be thick. You know, you got Mississippi State here. You travel to a really improved and very strong Georgia team, which can hit. You come back and you play Tennessee, and we all know how they're playing right now. That's a very powerful team. And then you go to the best team right now from a record standpoint in the league, and that's Kentucky, you know, with the exception of Arkansas. So it's just a tough schedule, but you can't play them all at once, and nor should you. And it's just a matter of just playing one at a time and doing the best you can and trying to gain good momentum here towards the end of the season.
All right, Tim, it's that time. It's what everybody's waiting for. How about this week's dining report?
Yeah, it's more repetitive. The last two nights have been really late ones for Maggie and I. So we've just gone over to Midnight Oil. That's our stop.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Fleming's the other night because it was close. So we haven't been out and about. We've led the life of a baseball coach that is operating at the office a lot.
Yeah.
But when in doubt, we go to Midnight Oil, especially at 10 o'clock at night. And there's not a lot of places that stay open late.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Maggie and I think, I have my dad, he's in the hospital, so going back and forth there. So, you know, it's 10:30 dinner time. So it's mm-hmm. one of those things where you just do what you can. But not as an extensive as a report as I usually give you, JB.
No, all good, all good. And our best to your dad as well.
Thank you.
What happened to your Celtics last night, Coach?
Yeah, I didn't see that. Well, I don't know. Spoelstra can do it. He does.
He's amazing, isn't he? As a coach, you got to appreciate what he does, right?
Oh, I love it. He's a good guy. I've gotten to know him. He's a good guy. He always has his teams ready to play in the playoffs.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Always. And as good as the Celtics are, they know it, though. They know the Heat are good. But the Bruins got one, JP. So,
they did.
We pick up, and the Red Sox won 8-0, although I can't root for them because I've told you I root for everyone. So, but I still got Boston in me.
Yeah.
Tim, one final one for you. Your close friend Bill Belichick will be doing some draft coverage on the Pat McAfee show. You've done some draft coverage with the MLB Network. What was that like?
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. I think, you know, what it does is it gives you a chance to go back and use your knowledge on what you've seen and then also study. And I know Bill does. Bill is very, he asks a lot of questions and he's just so sharp. You know, he's like an encyclopedia on football. So when you're asking him questions, everything that comes out of his mouth is worth writing down because it's filled with wisdom and experience. But, I loved it. And I know Coach will do a good job too. I'm looking forward to listening to him.
Yeah, you did a great job on the MLB Network a couple years ago, by the way,
Thank
Coach.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Coach, always a pleasure. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right. Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. Always fun to catch up with him. Now we want to catch up with you. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number. We're back after this. WNSR.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda's so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili pepper perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's MELINDAS.com. Melinda's.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belted, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
I was a senior in college when this song came out. Amazing. Time flies. Welcome back, JB and the General, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Terry McCormick is going to join us at 10:05 from TitansInsider.com. As it is draft day 2024, and for the first time today, let's go to the phones.
And now it's time for the NFL Roundup with our guy, Eric.
Well, that music can only mean one thing. It is time to go around the National Football League. What's up, Eric?
Good morning, John. A couple of quick NBA things, and then I'm going to get to the draft. First of all, I don't want to hear about NBA officials or what I'm saying about after the fact about the Sixers and the Knicks with that whole mess.
Yeah, can we just get rid of the last 2 minute report by the NBA? Because it accomplishes nothing. Yeah. It only just pisses off fans that feel they got screwed.
Yeah, yeah. Especially the Philadelphia 76ers fan.
I'm a Knicks fan. I don't care.
I was going to say, I still think the Knicks are a better team. I don't think Philadelphia is going to get swept. I definitely think they'll win game three.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to hear that. And also, part of the pun, if Joe Mazzulla does not get to the NBA Finals, he's definitely going to be seeing some heat. And I'm not talking about Miami Heat if they don't get to the NBA Finals about getting rid of him, because they were, if I'm not mistaken, guys, a 14.5-point favorite last night.
I mean, yeah, I should have jumped on that. I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, there were some bettors I heard that did. It's just like, I don't think nobody saw this coming because everybody thought they were going to blow them out. In fact, a lot of people predict a sweep, but it just goes to show you, you don't know what's going to happen. And also, it's just the Celtics are, sometimes they play up to their potential, sometimes they don't. It's just, they can beat anybody, but they can lose to anybody if they don't play their A game. But enough of that. Now, get on to the NFL draft. You know, guys, I just think it's so hilarious, all this talk about J.J. McCarthy. Now I'm hearing reports that Jim Harbaugh now is going to draft McCarthy. I just think all of this is just being thrown out there just to try and make somebody move up and make a trade. And here's what I thought was hilarious. I heard Dan Orlovsky a few minutes ago said he would, if he's Minnesota, he would trade the first two-round draft picks they've got this year and first round next year to move up to get J.J. McCarthy. I'm not doing that.
Well, first of all, why are you listening to Dan Orlovsky?
No, I'm not. But I just think it's all hilarious.
I know what you're doing right now. Your fingers are probably tired because you're flipping back and forth. First take, get up, whatever those clowns on Fox FS1 are talking about. I'm not looking at that.
But I just think it's hilarious. All these people saying now that J.J. McCarthy now is the top five pick.
Well, I've said it all along, Patton. Yeah. You know, Harbaugh, you want J.J. McCarthy? Hey, New York Giants here at six. We'll give you the sixth pick. And our next three first-round picks, you give us Justin Herbert. The sixth pick in the draft is yours. Go ahead and take J.J. McCarthy.
We'll even throw in Daniel Jones.
I'll throw in Daniel Jones and Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that the Jets are quarterback, although I do think they need a receiver. They need help everywhere.
Look, it's either move up and take Drake. For the Giants, it's either move up and take Drake May or stay put at six and take Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze, in my opinion.
Yeah. But if I'm a team, the only two quarterbacks I might do that for is Caleb Williams and probably Jaden Daniels, but I'm not doing it for anybody else. But
I'm not sure about Jaden Daniels at the pro level. He's an exciting player. He's a spectacular player. I don't know. But back to your original point, Eric.
Yeah.
The only thing we really know for sure is that the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams at one. After that, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because usually what happens, guys, like I said, they're talking about six quarterbacks in the first round. Two of those are going to be great. Two of them are probably going to be average, above average, and then two will probably be bust. Because, of course, I remember last year when all the trying to talk about the Titans getting C.J. Stroud. Of course, Texans took it second. Everybody thought Will Levis was going to go real high. He didn't go into the second round, so it would not shock me if J.J. McCarthy drops. But we'll see what happens. But I do think the Titans will take Joe Alt. The only other players I think they might take, if they're available, would be the wide receivers of Marvin Harrison Jr., which I definitely think could be going to Cardinals. I'd be surprised if he fell down that far.
Yeah.
And like you said, Malik Nabers. Other than those two guys, the only other player I would take is Alt. I'm not taking Brock Bowers at seven because I think they need more help on the offensive line.
I don't like the idea of taking a tight end that high.
Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Well, Bowers is unique. I mean, he's more of a big wide receiver, but he can block a little bit. But
Eric, I'm going to play this, and I want you to give us your official pick. I know you're thinking Joel.
Okay.
Official pick, Eric.
With the seventh pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select. Go ahead, Eric. Make the pick.
I think it's going to be Joel.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah.
Any caller who calls in today, we will get your prediction. I'll play that.
There you go. Yeah, we'll play chimes, and then you make your pick.
The only other interesting lineman I've heard somebody throw out is the guy from Alabama who's like over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Someone said that.
J.C. Latham.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll get off and let you get some other calls. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Eric. Thanks for calling.
So long, Eric.
Thanks for the call. Leaves the line open. You can call in 615-844-5600. Titans fans, we want to hear from you. Who do you want the Titans to select tonight? What's your dream scenario? And Preds fans as well, how you feeling going into Game 3 tomorrow night? We're wide open. Terry McCormick joins us at 10:05. Chris Sanders, 10:25. But we got some time for you as well. WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy at the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Go.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
I see you bobbing your head there to 50 Cent. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Guilty.
Oh, listen. I've told the story. First time I heard that song was January 2003 here in Nashville, Tennessee. I was in town covering the Steelers Titans playoff game, the Joe Nedney Emmy Award, the Oscar, Robert De Niro performance.
And the Oscar goes too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I covered that game. That was a fun weekend. I remember I heard that song and I was like, that's a game changer. All right. Who do we have on the phones?
We got Doug on hold.
Dougie Fresh. Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, man. I know you guys have to follow the draft, but you know what I like best about every year's draft? The best part that I enjoy? The next day, because I cannot handle any more mock boards.
Oh, anymore. Dude, I know. And it starts, and you know what the thing is? It starts even before the Super Bowl. It starts around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when teams are eliminated from the playoffs.
When by Thanksgiving, you pretty much know if your team sucks or not, and then everybody gets the mock drafts out, and then the thing is, the college football season is red hot at that point, and every fan who thinks they're a GM is saying, okay, I want that guy on my team. I want that player on my team. You're right. These mock drafts, they drive me nuts.
So that's my most enjoyable part of the draft is the next day.
So I feel you, man.
You guys are giving everybody up on it, but I'd say that you've had enough. Everybody knows who the Titans are going to pick, unless you're drinking some kind of crazy water or been downtown and got some kind of mind.
Well, hang on, Doug. Let's make it official. You got the chime ready there, Patton? With the seventh pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select?
The Titans satisfy their offensive line needs by drafting 21-year-old from Notre Dame, Joseph Ault.
There you go.
Now it's official.
Now it's official, like a referee's whistle.
Now, Doug, you can rip up all those mock drafts.
Right,
you
gotta, right. Yeah, that doesn't matter what Bucky Brooks says or Mel Kiper Jr. or Daniel Jeremiah. This is the Dougie
draft. Or
Curry,
Larry, and Moe, or Popeye the Sailor Man. Or
Alice the Goon,
Yes, yes. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
I will give you, while we're on the topics of how good mock drafts are, I've got one mock draft from Peter Schrager.
Oh, yeah, from NFL Network. NFL does Network. That morning show.
Does,
yeah.
And it's got connections.
Yeah,
he's
a plugged-in guy. I like Schrager.
I do as well. He has got the Titans trading with the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. The Vikings trade up to 7. They take J.J. McCarthy. Titans move back to 11. Do you know who he has them taking at 11? And this would set everyone on fire.
I do not. Do tell.
Joe Ault at number 11.
He's not going to be there.
He's got a J.C.
Now,
Latham.
If Carthon pulls that off.
I know.
All hail the king.
Yep, all hail.
You get extra draft picks and you get the offensive lineman you want / need? That would be, dude, Schrags, I love you, brother. If Carthon, come on now. I'm not even a Titans fan, but I'm not a Titans hater either, you think I am.
Season hasn't started yet.
But if Carthon pulls that caper off, what would be your reaction?
I probably wouldn't be in this morning. I'd be running around the streets of Nashville. happily instead of upset like 3 years ago.
Waving your shirt over your head like a helicopter.
Yep.
Woo! That would be absolutely amazing if you could pull that off. Well, hey, like you said, Shregs is a very plugged in guy. You know, he kind of knows what's up. He's one of the few guys that, you know, few gas bags in this business that I actually will listen to.
And has correctly predicted the matchup and winner of the Super Bowl the past, I believe, 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the Chiefs have been in it an awful lot. So picking the AFC isn't exactly the hardest thing in the world these days. But
true. I believe I picked the Super Bowl matchup as well. Chiefs, 49ers.
Well, good for you, John.
Well, thank you. We'll have to go back and listen to the tape. All right. Hour number two coming straight up. Terry McCormick from TitansInsider.com is going to join us at 10:05. Chris Sanders, the former Titans wideout, at 10:25. Your phone calls as well. Stick around. Hour number two coming right at you. WNSR.
This is a special report from ABC News. The courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We will hear argument this morning in case 23-939, Trump versus United States.
Chief Justice John Roberts says a member of Donald Trump's legal team, attorney John Sauer, argues that anyone serving in the office of the U.S. presidency deserves absolute immunity from prosecution of acts committed while in office.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is moving ahead with a January 6th election interference case against Donald Trump in federal court, says presidents are not above the law, and if they commit crimes, they must be prosecuted. Donald Trump is not at the high court today. He is required to be there in person at his criminal hush money case in New York. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare. Where fun is bowling.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift and Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program. JB the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to be with you on a Thursday. Beautiful day outside, and it is draft day. What will the Titans do at 7? Well, to get some insight on that, perhaps, we check in with our guy Terry McCormick, publisher of TitansInsider.com. T-Mac, first of all, we'll get to the football stuff in just a second. You and I are both diehard New York Yankee fans. Good to see Aaron Judge finally swinging a hot bat.
Yeah, it sure is. Finally, some fruits of his labors paying off last night. But it looked like he had started swinging the bat a little better, really kind of at the outset of this four-game set with the A's earlier in the week.
Yeah, so exciting stuff, and hopefully we'll get our ace pitcher back. And, you know, I know there's a setback with JD or DJ LeMahieu, but long season. Meanwhile, draft night is finally here. I mean, for somebody like you that you know, makes a living covering one team and trying to figure out what they're going to do and get some insight on them, I mean, you got to be tired of all the mock drafts and the speculation and all that stuff by now, right?
Oh, yeah, I was tired of that 6 weeks ago.
Titans at 7, you know, I think the consensus is if Joe Alt is there, he would be the smart pick because he's to me and to a lot of us, right, he's a combination of need and best player available if he's sitting there at 7, which I still believe he'll be there at 7. What say you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's some talk that the Chargers might jump up and take him there at number 5, but you know, now people are starting to say that they may go for J.C. Latham, who is a true right tackle, and a mauler, you know, coming out of Alabama to match with the left tackle that they already have. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what transpires, because I'm like you. I do believe that Joe Alt just makes too much sense there at number 7 if he's on the board. The big thing becomes, you know, what if somebody throws a monkey wrench in it? If the Chargers or somebody trades up, if the Giants take Joe Alt, or if the, you know, because, you know, I know you're a Giants fan too, and outside of Saquon Barkley, they pretty much need help everywhere.
Yeah, so, I would say, though, Terry, LT is probably not a need for them. They have Andrew Thomas, who's been second-team All-Pro the last couple of years, so unless they want to plug him at right tackle because Evan Neal has been a bust so far.
Yeah. But it just feels like that if Alt is there, that he should be the guy that the Titans take. The thing is, if he's not, that's then kind of where the chaos ensues. Do you go for a Malik Nabers or a Rome Odunze to help bolster your receiver core? Do you try to trade back? You know, I don't necessarily feel like that, you know, and listening to them when I asked about Brock Bowers at the draft press conference, you know, if you look at Brian Callahan's history with the Bengals, they were really wide receiver centric with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. You know, that nucleus was there for a number of years working with Joe Burrow. And the tight end position just kind of bounced between several different guys. It'd be, you know, a different guy every year that would have somewhere between 35 and 50 catches, which tells you that the tight end position is really not an integral part of what Brian Callahan wants to do. So that said, if they took a guy like Brock Bowers at 7, then Brian Callahan might have to kind of fundamentally change what he believes in order to accommodate that first round pick. So what say you?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. If Alt is off the board, it throws everything into chaos. I agree with you 100%, Terry. Let me ask you this. Let's assume that Alt is on the board and the Titans do take him. Who's your starting right tackle going into training camp? Is it NPF or someone else?
It's probably Nicholas Petit-Ferrer, unless I can get somebody in the second, third, or even early in the fourth round to come in and compete. I mean, I guess there's always the chance that they could go back out into free agency and kind of sift through the leftovers there.
The rubble.
Yes. You know, see if somebody, you know, tickles their fancy there. But I got to think that Nicholas Petit-Ferrer, who kind of had a lost season last year between the gambling suspension and the injury, would probably get the first crack at it, because after all, he was a third-round pick a couple of years ago. Now, granted, you know, the last two or three years, when you look at the Titans' drafts and the way things have kind of gone belly up, pretty much up and down the list of 2020 through 2022, you know, just because you were a third-round pick doesn't mean you're assured of anything in this new regime, because, you know, not very many of those guys have panned out.
Terry McCormick. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Terry.
I got to think that NPF probably gets the first shot at it.
Terry McCormick is our guest, publisher of TitansInsider.com.
Terry, did you have any significant takeaways from the pre-draft press conference a couple days from Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon?
Well, they're not going to give away a lot of, you know, what they're thinking and what their, you know, feelings are. But the one thing that I kind of did take away from it that I kind of felt like was interesting was that, you know, they talked about how they had to go out in free agency and spend big just to fill the holes. And I think ideally, you know, when you talk about, when you listen to Chad Brinker in his opening statement, and then you listen to Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan, you know, one of their themes was they want to start hitting on draft picks up and down the board. You know, they, just because a guy's a sixth round pick, they don't want him just to be able to cover a punt, you know, which has kind of been, you know, the requisite norm here over the last several years with a late round pick. They want a guy who can come in and compete for a starting position. And, you know, they talked about how Green Bay, you know, kept stockpiling receivers even though they had receivers. He said, ideally, you'd like to get to the point where you're addressing needs a year out rather than having to do it on draft day, because that's when you get forced into making bad picks, is when, oh, we've got to have a linebacker. Well, let's draft one here, even though this guard is better, that sort of thing. They've got to get away from that sort of philosophy, and I think that is one of the things that will be their goal this weekend.
Terry, what is your general kind of thoughts on a guy who's been a right tackle pretty much his entire time at college, specifically J.C. Latham, and having the idea, let's move him to left tackle and that will work? Do you have a general rule of thumb from all your years in covering the league?
Well, I guess it really kind of depends on the player. If you feel like that he's athletic enough, that he can do it, that he's got the mindset to do it, and then you certainly, you know, you throw Bill Callahan into the mix there, and he obviously, he's forgotten more offensive line play than most of us will ever know. And I think if Bill Callahan says that he can be done, then I think you trust his judgment on it and you make the move there for something like that. But I'm not a big fan of it in general, because, you know, to have to learn a new position at the highest level of the game, even if it's just flipping over, it's not like you're going, it's not like baseball. It's not like you're going from right field to left field.
Right.
Or it's not like basketball where you're going from the shooting guard to the small forward spot. There is a transition there. There is some adjustment and some differences that have to be accounted for.
Right. Hand placement, footwork, it all changes, right? When you switch
exactly.
sides, right?
It's like think about, like, if you've always batted right-handed playing baseball or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, now we need you to bat left-handed all the time. That's sort of how, you know, how it was kind of described to me in terms of, you know, what the change is like. You can do it, but it doesn't come as natural to you as, you know, what you've been used to. You know, having to change positions at the highest level, it's always a risk. You know, it's a little different than going from, say, well, you were, like with Peter Skoronski, well, right. You were a left tackle, but we see you more as a left guard, that sort of thing. It's a little bit different when you're flipping sides. It can be done, but it's not the natural fit.
Terry McCormick is our guest, publisher, TitansInsider.com. All right, Terry, other than obviously offensive line, wide receiver, what are some other areas of want/need for the Titans, you think, heading into this three-day draft?
Well, just from a numbers standpoint, they need another tight end. They've only got three on the roster. And then defensively, they need help pretty much at every level. They need a defensive lineman / edge rusher. You know, ideally they would be able to find somebody that could fit that Danico Autry role. Mm-hmm. They need an inside linebacker. They need a starting safety. They could use some corner depth, you know, with a late round pick. So at pretty much any spot on the defense that you want, you know, other than one's manned by Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry, you probably could use a little bit of help.
Yeah. So much talk going into this draft about quarterbacks, and that's the case every year, Terry. In your mind, who is the best available quarterback in this year's draft? We'll throw out Caleb Williams because we all know he's going one to the Bears.
It's a good question. I mean, I guess the logical choice there beyond Caleb Williams, I guess, would be Jaden Daniels coming off the season that he had, winning the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little leery of one-year wonder guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a pretty decent year as a freshman at Arizona State, but then after that he kind of fell into a lull and then kind of reemerged last year in his second year at LSU and had a great season. So I guess it would be him. Drake May kind of scares me a little bit. Bo Nix really scares me. Honestly, I kind of like Michael Penix Jr. because, you know, he was productive on a bad Indiana team before he went to Washington, and then he was really productive. I don't know that I'd spend a top 10 pick on him, but I do think that he brings some things to the table that will translate at the next level.
Terry, when you look at kind of the wide receiver core right now, are they okay not to take one in these first two rounds, or do you think that's a lock?
Well, I mean, if Alt is gone and you want to take a flyer on Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze, I'd be fine with that. Beyond that, this is a pretty deep wide receiver group. You know, you can find a slot receiver in the fourth round if you want and probably get a guy who's can be fairly productive. You can find some guys in round two if that's where you want to go. I think that, you know, they will add a receiver somewhere in this draft among their picks. And I think you can get some value beyond round one here. It just may not be a superstar like Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers may turn out to be.
Terry, one more here from me. Will Levis, of course, all the talk about kind of his leadership on and off the fields. Kind of what has been your overall take on him? I know going out there on the field throwing touchdowns are the most important thing, but just wanted your thoughts on that.
And let me just throw in here, Terry, I don't know about you, but I didn't think I was going to like him coming to the Titans, and maybe part of me didn't want to like him. He won me over, man. I'm in love with the guy. I like everything about him. I think he's the dude, man. What say you?
John, I agree. I wrote a thing here probably a month or two ago that was, you know, that a lot of people picked up on and read. And I've been here for a long, long time covering this team. And obviously, by the time I started covering them when they moved here in 97, they already had Steve McNair.
Right.
They had already drafted him. But since that time, I've seen them draft Vince Young, Jake Locker, Zach Mettenberger, Marcus Mariota, Malik Willis. So I know what a franchise quarterback does not look like. You agree with that? We know from
good experience.
Play,
yeah,
from
fair play to you.
Mechanics, from performance, we know full well what one doesn't look like because none of those guys were it. They all had something that didn't translate into being what you need in a franchise quarterback.
Right.
And to me, Levis looks and handles himself completely different than every one of those guys. That's what makes me think he has a chance.
Yeah, you know what, Terry? You probably thought the same thing I did. I thought he was going to come in a lot like a Baker Mayfield, chip on my shoulder, you know, rebel without a clue, you know. But you're right. The way he's handled himself, and it really feels like his teammates are feeding off him. And that's what you need in a franchise quarterback. The other 11 guys have got to want to run through a wall for the kid, you know. And I think that's the case here.
Oh, I absolutely do. I think it is. Now, he's got a lot to learn. His pocket his pocket awareness has got to improve. You know, his throws into tight windows needs to improve. You know, certain things, you know, about his game, you know, getting the ball out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that will improve as the talent around him improves.
Sure.
Naturally. But, you know, I think this kid has a chance. It's going to be a big year for him because if he doesn't show the type of progress that teams, you know, are now wanting to see from a young quarterback because they want to cash in while these guys are still on a rookie contract, you know, then they may have to start looking again in 2025 because we've seen everybody from Mac Jones to Justin Fields to Zach Wilson to Trey Lance discarded pretty quickly when they realized that this guy wasn't it.
All right, Patton, you ready? Hit the chime. All right, we're going to put you on the spot here, Terry. Hang on. With the 7th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select
Joe Alt, left tackle, Notre Dame.
There you go, buddy. I think that is the maybe not consensus, but close to. Terry, always a pleasure. Enjoy the draft tonight, and I'm sure we'll be catching up during the weekend.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Go Yankees. See you, buddy. All right. Good to get Terry McCormick's insight. And, you know, he's right about, like, knowing a franchise quarterback when you see one. You're right. And he's 100% right. You know, Levis is still a lot to learn. Oh, by the way, he's got to learn a whole new offense.
Yeah.
At a young part of his career and still establish leadership. So, you know, he's got a lot on his plate this year. There's no doubt about it. But, you know.
And could have as much as 4 new starters on the offensive line.
But he won me over last year.
Yep.
You know, I fell in love with the guy. And, you know, I think the potential is there. You know, like you said, a lot, long way to go. But I like what I see so far from number 8. All right. Chris Sanders, former Titans wide receiver, joins us every Thursday. He will join us next. After that, your phone calls and texts to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600-WNSR.
BuyandTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyandTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473. BuyandTow.com. That's BuyandTow.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's a Bill King Show.
We are college football centric. That is the sun that warms our planet that we live on. Our planet actually isn't flat or round. It's an oblong spheroid. And we are here to proselytize about it, edify it every day on this here radio show.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
In the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, JB and the General, WNSR, with you on a Thursday. It is draft day. Preds back at it tomorrow night, game three against the Canucks in a 1-1 series. Excuse me, I can talk. He joins us every Thursday at this time, the former Titans wide receiver, proud alum of the Ohio State University, our guy, Chris Sanders. What's up, Chris? Good morning, man.
I'm doing good, man. I've been talking to my agent, and they're talking about I might get drafted in the top 10, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So I ran a couple of 40-yard dashes. I need a lot of oxygen, but I think I'm going to be okay.
Now, if you got properly warmed up, you were a fast receiver. You were a track star as well. If you got properly warmed up, How fast of a 40 could you run right now, Chris Sanders?
First of all, I wouldn't make it. The hamstring would pop. The bunion I got on my toe would explode. I wouldn't make it. But if I warmed up for 45 minutes with a whole bunch of Gatorade, some Kool-Aid, and some chips, I think I probably could go about a 4.5, 4.6.
4.5, 4.6? Not bad.
Yeah. But I would have to be lathered up. I mean, Ben Gay, you know, wraps around my knees.
Icy hot.
Icy hot.
Biofreeze.
And then I got to have some Little Debbie snacks. You know you can't do that with that Little Debbie snack, so we're good.
Now, what was the fastest 40 you ever ran, Chris?
Okay. When I went to the combine, I ran okay. I think I ran 4.5, 4.4 high. And then my individual workout, I ran 4.26.
Wow.
And then they timed us after my rookie season. Steve Watterson, I ran 4.32 in the grass, and I was zigzagging. So I ran some pretty fast times.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Listen, we've seen a lot of fast wide receivers come into the league. I'm old enough to remember Johnny Lamb Jones of the New York Jets. Let me tell you a story. Johnny Lamb Jones was, like, super fast. He was from Lampasas, Texas. That's why they called him Lamb. He couldn't run a route. He couldn't catch a cold in a rainstorm. Other than he was an absolute bust. I mean, as a receiver, right, a lot of fast receivers out there. But you look at a guy like Odunze. You look at a guy like Neighbors. These guys are also excellent route runners too, right?
Yeah, but you said it so eloquently that, you know, there's a lot of fast guys, there's a lot of guys who can run 4.3, 4.2, but can you run routes? And as a wide receiver, this is the one thing you got to have. And I've been studying and listening to a lot of great wide receivers, is you got to have a game plan at the line of scrimmage, and also your technique has to be flawless. I'm going to tell you probably one of the slowest receivers that's one of the best receivers I've ever seen is Steve Largent.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Largent looked terrible in his uniform. He had a one-bar face mask. He was about 5'8", didn't look like he was an athlete. But why was he consistently getting open? Because, number one, he had a game plan at the line of scrimmage. Number two, he lied with his eyes. Number three, he understood how to get the guy off the spot and burst off the cut and do those things to where you create separation, and that's what makes a wide receiver special.
What is the technique like with some of these top wide receivers, Chris? Are they better than before? Kind of, what do you see from that perspective?
They're better, but they're just so skilled. I mean, if you look at Marvin Harrison, you know, he's 6'3 and 209. You got neighbors from LSU, 6 feet, 200. And then you have Odunze from Washington, 6'3, 212. They're big receivers. I mean, you remember Megatron from Detroit,
right?
Big physical wide receiver. But this is what you're looking at now. Is you've got guys that are understanding how to run routes, understanding how to get the guy's spot, understanding those things. Because if you look at a guy that I just named a few seconds ago, Megatron, he came from Georgia Tech. He couldn't run a route to save your life. He was just very skilled. But once he got with a wide receiver coach that taught him how to run routes, that taught him how to burst off the cut, to understand how to run a post and lie with your eyes and do things that makes you, that take you to the next level, that's what these guys are in this draft are.
How well do you think, we're talking with Chris Sanders, how well do you think the Titans are positioned going into this draft based on what they did, you know, in free agency and some of the trades they made?
I think they're in great position, John. And the reason why I say this is because if you look at what they did, they lost Derrick Henry, so they went and got, or they got Tony Pollard, who's a scat back that's going to help Spears. But then also you go out and get, you know, an explosive wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, who had over 1,000 yards with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But here's what I did. Here's what I love that they did. That was so phenomenal, is they went out and got two shutdown corners. They got Awuzie, you know, from Cincinnati, and they got Snead from the Kansas City Chiefs, because if you look at in the league, you know, it's a passing league. So, you know, when you have a situation where it's a passing league, you better get some shutdown corners.
Chris, one more receiver question.
Sure.
Does a specific receiver, do you think, help Will Levis more, like the quick kind of fast receiver that can get open quickly off the line of scrimmage, or a guy like Rome Odunze, who the separation isn't great, yeah, but he's able to go up and get the football?
I think a guy like Marvin Harrison would be really, really good for him. And let me tell you why. Is because, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's that, you know, yeah, that's that Buckeye slant. Here we go.
He's that Buckeye, dude. There you go. But the one thing I love about him is when a quarterback gets in trouble, so it's not always going to be the perfect read. You're not going to sit back there and go through the first and second and third read. Sometimes you're going to get blitzed, and you're going to have to get the ball out quick. So when I say get the ball out quick, sometimes you got to just throw the ball up and let a receiver make a play. And when you talk about Marvin Harrison, to where he's a big physical guy, 6'3", 209, to where you just sometimes you can just throw the ball up and let him make some plays. So when you have a guy like that and it has that kind of skill set to where you just throw the ball up and let him make a play, he's special. Randy Moss, you know, Megatron, you know, Chris Sanders, guys like that, they can jump up there and make a play.
Chris, I know you talked about it before, but what was your draft day experience like, your draft weekend experience like?
It was amazing. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, me walking down the runway and had a red carpet and having some glitter shoes, having a bad haircut and some green gaiters. It wasn't like that.
Looking like Bishop Don Magic Wand.
Exactly. Had my hair feathered to the side, and I ain't had none of that. I was sitting with my mom in North Carolina, in Edenton, North Carolina, where there's one house every 5 miles. That's what my experience was. But here's the joy of the whole thing. Is my mom saw the struggles that I went through. My mom saw the tears that I had to go through when I went to Ohio State and, you know, wanted to quit. And when my name was called and they walked up to the podium, she just sat there with tears in her eyes because she knows the struggle and the pain that I went through, and she saw my dream being fulfilled. That's what made it special. Not the green suits and, you know, the alligators and the earring on the side of my nose, which is great. But the joy of it is watching my mom with tears in her eyes seeing my dream being fulfilled. That's what made it so special.
What were your expectations kind of heading into the week? Did you have an idea where you were going to go? Were you disappointed, happy? Kind of what was that?
I didn't know where I was going to go, because here's the wild part of the whole situation is, you know, I thought Washington was going to take me, the Washington Redskins, because they showed the most interest. They were, you know, they called me to the office when I did my individual workouts, and, you know, they said, okay, what's cover two and all that stuff. But the team that drafted me that never talked to me was the Houston Oilers, Slag Titans. So I didn't know where I was going. It was kind of like the day before the draft. You know, I kept hearing, well, he'll be a free agent. Well, maybe he'll go seventh round. All these things that I didn't know anything about. But when it came to the third round, the 67th pick, they walked up there and they said, the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans take Chris Sanders from The Ohio State University. It was a great experience.
You know, it's funny, Chris, hearing you mention, you know, there were times where you wanted to quit. I was listening to Boomer Esiason this morning on his show in New York City. He talked about after his rookie year, he's like, I can't do this. Ooh. I mean, when you play football at a high level, either high Division I or into the pros, is it like, it's kind of like that for every player, right? You come to that point where it's like, you know what? Do I want to keep doing this? Can I do this? And only the select few can push past that and have success. I mean, it comes a time in every football player's life where they have to decide, do I really love doing this enough to keep doing it, right? Explain that to our listeners, if you don't mind.
You're 100% right, because I came to the crossroads in 1992. Because my first year, I was ineligible. I don't know if a lot of people remember, I was Prop 48. Mm-hmm. And I had to sit out, my ACT score wasn't low, so that's another setback. And then my second year, not trying to get emotional around, but my second year, I hurt my knee, so I had to sit out another year.
Wow.
But here's the great part about that 1992 season, and this is why I get so choked up. Because in 1992, you know, I actually played in a game. I caught my first pass against, I think it was Louisville. Mm-hmm. Then the next week I get hurt. So I'm calling my mom. I said, Mom, I can't do this anymore. I said, Mom, I'm done. And this is all my mom said. Baby, it's going to be all right. But later on, 2 or 3 months later, I go off a track. And I break Jesse Owens' long jump record, 26.9 feet and a half.
Wow.
And I break Jesse Owens' long jump record on the brink of quitting. So I want to say this to all the listeners. You might be going through trials and tribulations. You might want to shut it down. You're probably at a crossroad. And I said, man, I don't want to do this anymore. But guess what? Your blessing, your dream, your goal, your whatever you want to do is waiting right around the corner. It's right for you to go get. So go get it.
You know, it's just amazing hearing, you know, those stories. And, I mean, everything you went through back then. I mean, these kids now with social media and these talk shows and these networks just nonstop gas-bagging about, you know, this guy's good, this guy sucks. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like for these you know,
it's
young
hard.
Players coming into the league now, right?
But yeah, but see, here's the thing is, you know, that's why Nick Saban talks about we got to develop kids. And the way you develop them sometimes I got to go through adversity. And I'm going to share this story with you because I know time's going quick.
No, you got plenty of time. Go ahead.
But check this out. Nobody really knows this story. But you know my senior year that I was going, you know, I played football, whatever. But the year before that, they wanted me to, you know, Ohio State wanted me to, you know, do football, spring football that year. But I ran track, and they got upset.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? The start of the first game, they started a junior in front of me.
Ooh.
And when they started a junior in front of me, I remember flying from San Diego State, and I called my mom. I said, Mom, I can't do this anymore. I said, I can't. I just don't want to. I said, it's too painful. It's too embarrassing, and this and that. And another time, I was on the brink of quitting. So now I get home, and I'm getting ready to go tell my coach. Me and Joey Galloway are driving to practice, and I'm in my mind getting ready to tell the coach, I'm finished.
Mm.
But as we're driving in the car, Joey Galloway puts his head down, and he kind of looks, and there's a whole bunch of cameras, and he gets suspended for 2 games. So he gets suspended for 2 games, and then I get inserted back into the lineup. But just remind you that I haven't had a touchdown my whole career leading up to this point. The next game we play the Houston Cougars, Houston. I scored a 76-yard touchdown. The next game we go against Pittsburgh. I scored a touchdown. A Wisconsin 2 touchdowns. Purdue 2 touchdowns. In some other games, I scored 2 touchdowns and led the team in touchdowns. And then now we get ready to go to the draft process, and all the guru people are saying, well, he'll do this. He's just a track guy playing football, and he's not good. And, you know, he's got a bad haircut. He walks on it. He walks funny. He walks on all this. All this stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing all this gunk in my mind. But then now all I did is listen to this. All I did was buckle up and say, you know what? When I go to the combine, I'm going to crush it. Mm-hmm. When I go to my individual meeting, workouts, I'm going to crush it. So now I did everything I needed to do. So now when it gets to the 67th pick, the Houston Oilers walk up to the podium and say, I want that guy. And the tears just ran down my eyes because all the stuff they said I couldn't do, I didn't. It was opposite of what I was going to do.
Amazing.
Chris, you've won. First off, great story. And with your work with NBA and kind of the high school kids, what is that like? Kind of what challenges do they face, and how cool is it to get to connect with them on that?
I love it because I get to share my experience with them so they can overcome. One more story. I remember when I first got to NBA, everybody was talking about this kid named William Tanner. Everybody said he's a great athlete, but he's this and he's no good, this and that. So what I did is I told this kid, I said, meet me at 6 in the morning. He said, okay. So I met with him, and before he stepped on the football field, I said, stop. I said, before you step on this football field, I said, that old Tanner's dead. This new guy's gonna change the league. And he hugged me with tears in his eyes. He said, all I wanted was somebody to do was believe in me.
Wow.
And at the end of the season, I said, trust me. All you got to do is trust me. All you got to do is trust me, and we're going to tear this league up, and you're going to be the best receiver to ever come out of this school. By the end of the season, he still stands as one of the best wide receivers to ever come to school. And then on top of that, he's married, he's got a kid, and he's a manager of a bank. So all the people that they said no, that he couldn't make it, that said he's a this, he's that, I switched it and turned it into a positive. Now he's a great man, a great father, and he's a manager of a bank.
That's an incredible story. Chris, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that the Nashville Cats are getting going this weekend. I know you and your lovely wife have
Hold on. I got to say her name. Faith, I love thee. How can I count the ways? I love thee.
Good morning to the lovely and beautiful Faith. We love her on this show.
Yes.
You and your wife have a prominent role with the Cats, and it's got to be exciting for you. I'm excited for the Cats.
I'm so excited because I get to, help guys not make the same mistakes that I made. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my career. I made a lot of mistakes, off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So now I get a chance to turn the mistakes into something beautiful. To tell them that, man, listen, you whatever you do in life, whatever mistakes you make in life, you can recover and do some great things. That's why, I'm excited that, you'd be working with the Cats, because I went out to practice the other day, and I get a chance to talk to the players and talk to them face-to-face and say, listen, just because you're at this point right now doesn't mean you can't do great things. And that's why me and my wife love doing what we're doing, because we get a chance to love and to serve and help people, man. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of players yesterday at Media Day. They seem like a bunch of great guys.
They are.
You know, right? And
they're great.
There's a brotherhood bonding between those guys already, right?
Yeah, there's a guy named Ezekiel. He's number 5. He's a funny dude.
We talked to him.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Great. Yeah,
when I first met him, he talked about my sandals. I said, how you doing? He said, dude, you better. I can't believe you 50 years old, you're wearing them kind of sandals. I didn't even say, hi, Chris, Coach Sandals. I'm glad. No, he said, man, look at them sandals. But you know what he said? He sent me a text the other day, and he just said, man, I'm just going through some things. And I said, hey. I text him back some stuff. I said, man, I just want to let you know I love you. And he said, man, I needed to hear that. That's what I'm talking about. I love. That's why eventually one day I want to get in the NFL. I hope I do it with the Titans, do player development and coach wide receivers, because I get to help men. I love helping people. That's what it's all about. That's how we make our world better, by serving and making others better. That's why I love doing what I'm doing, because I get to help and serve people.
Why can't more people be like Chris Sanders? By the way, I was watching some 80s videos last week, and this song came on, and it was called All Night Long, and I was with a friend, and my friend said, is that Chris? Is that Chris Sanders, the former Titans wideout that comes on yours and Pat's show every week? I said, no, that's Lionel Richie.
But guess what? I said, hello. But guess what? I got some entertainment. Me and my wife was watching basketball one day. She's like, tired of watching the pros. I mean, they ain't hustling and everything. I said, guess what, baby? Let's watch some old college film. So we're watching Temple play. And she's like, baby, look at the coach right there. She's like, you sure that's not John? I said, no, baby, that's John.
John Chaney. Hey, remember when he said to Calipari, I'll kick your
ass.
I'll kick your ass.
Like he was gumming oatmeal. I'll kick your
You know, that was an old fact. You know what that reminded me of? My pops.
What's that? Who's that?
John Chaney that day when he ran after Cal.
Oh,
he reminded me of my pops. I was like,
he was coming. He had that bad hairline too.
Yeah, yeah.
He was coming. He had a.
You know when pops come at you and he starts taking off his belt. when Pops comes at you and he starts taking off his belt, you know you're in trouble.
Taking off the shoe, the belt, the safety pin in his hair that was holding the hairline together, everything. Oh, damn! Oh, damn! Like he was gumming oatmeal. Oh, damn!
Oh, Chris, we love you, man. Enjoy the draft. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Hey, thank you, my friend. Love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
See you, Chris.
All right, Chris Sanders. We'll take a break. Come back. WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tomorrow night, it's a big interleague matchup at Truist Park in Atlanta as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Cleveland Guardians.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Kevin in Muletown joins us. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hang on. Before you get going, we got a little something special for you. You didn't get to hear this last time, so we wanted to play this for you. Just in honor of the Warriors and Steph Curry not making the playoffs. You ready? Shimmy, shimmy, Cocoa Puff, listen to it now. Light it up and take a puff, pass it to me now, I'm going down. There you go, man. Just wanted to play that for you.
I was faithless. Thank you.
I know you're missing your shimmy during the playoffs, so.
I'm trying to call up and be real positive here and say something really nice.
I don't trust you, man. Go ahead, though.
Well, first of all, what an inspiration. What a great guy Chris Sanders.
He's unbelievable, isn't he? My gosh.
I've got this saying, man, be a fountain, not a drain.
Yep.
That dude is definitely a fountain.
Yep.
That dude is a fountain. You know, he's just the best thing you could do for yourself is do something for somebody else.
Amen, brother. He that's not just, I mean, I know him a little bit. I mean, he lives by that, man, because he's been through a lot and he's overcome a lot, and he wants to just kind of share his story with other people to let people know you can overcome just about anything. So,
well, he needs to be your wingman on a Friday night. Can you imagine if you could pull? Dude, you would talk about the mayor. You'd be the governor.
You know,
Kevin, Chris, and his wife are already planning this. They've they've been talking about this for quite some time.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, by the way.
Well, I love that dude. I love the draft. I mean, this is the Super Bowl to me. I love it. One thing, I just didn't follow these guys in college. A lot of these guys, I remember them being recruited.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so cool seeing their story and seeing how they did it in college, and now they get the ultimate prize tonight. So,
it's an incredible night for these young men. And yeah, I always, because everybody's got a story, right? How they got there, right, Kevin?
Yep. And Rand, I mean, he was kind of, did he throw some shade at Vrabel yesterday or the day before in that press conference? How basically saying this is kind of like his first draft?
Well, but he's not wrong. I mean, you know, it kind of is his first draft because he's in charge. This is 100% his show. I mean, you know, he's got his staff with him and all that kind of stuff. But he's got the final say, and he doesn't have to. You know, he doesn't have that shadow lurking over his shoulder in Mike Vrabel, right?
Well, he's been cooking in the off season, so let's see what he does, man. I'm excited.
All right. Well, play the chime there, Patton. Mulehead Kevin, with the 7th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select
Joseph Milton.
I knew he was going to say
University of Tennessee.
Oh, you know, once a fall honk, always a fall honk.
With that, I bid you adieu.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks.
For the call. He goes, hey, Pat, can you get the chime ready? I go, yeah, sure. Now we know.
Joseph Milton III.
Keep him as far away from the city as possible.
Well, he could knock down, you know, the Batman building with one of his passes, but we don't know where the ball's going beyond that.
Yeah, if St. Thomas Sports Park needs any construction, just let him go over there.
Just throw
a couple slant patterns.
Yeah, on demolition day when they implode the old stadium for the new one.
Right.
Just have Joe Milton throw footballs at it. It'll crush it. Did you know he could throw a ball like 80 yards in the air? Were you aware of that? I don't know if anybody told you that.
I've heard this is a possibility.
Mulehead. Unbelievable. All right, we'll come back and wrap up the show next.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wrapping up on a Thursday. No Braves baseball tonight. Coming off a highly successful... Did they sweep the Marlins?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Good on them. So no Braves baseball tonight. But, of course, starting Monday, Plaz and Friends from 4 to 6. What a lineup we're going to have,
mm-mm-mm,
right? Our show, which, you know, I know.
Folks, the best of the bunch,
folks,
of course.
Folks, we're trying. Then, you know, of course, Romy, and then the McFarlands 2 to 4, and then Plaz 4 to 6. Ladies and gentlemen, we got you covered here at WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. I am excited for Plaza's new show. And the fact that it's done from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, mm-hmm, which I live literally like 5 seconds from there. So,
by the way, they did sweep the Marlins. Yesterday's game was the first game they got any runs on the Braves.
Oh, that's right. Two shutouts. Yeah, and they won 5-4 in extras, right? Michael Harris II got the game-winning RBI.
4-3, but yes.
Right, Ronald Acuna Jr. What did I say, 5-4? Did I say Silence of the Lambs?
Arrow through his head.
All right, Patton, it is time to get your official draft pick for the Titans, so go ahead and hit the chime. With the 7th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select...
Joseph Ault, tackle, Notre Dame. I know, it's... pretty boring, but I think it will fall. I've got a promo here running that I think the Chargers will take Alton for the majority of the offseason. I thought that, but here lately it's been JC Latham City in LA. So that is my pick.
All right. Would you like mine?
Absolutely.
All right.
With the 7th pick, the Tennessee Titans select...
Joe Ault, offensive tackle, Notre Dame.
A lot of suspense. That's why you listen for the full 2 hours, everybody.
Exactly. People have been waiting 2 hours for to hear both of us say Joe Ault, which I've been saying for, you know, several weeks now. It just makes too much sense. I do believe he'll be there at 7, and if he's there...
And if he's there at 7, I don't think they can trade back.
No.
I don't think...
No, I mean, who was it that Peter Schrager said they could trade back and still get Ault? If they could do that... You know, start building the statue for Rand Carthon, okay? Start commissioning it, right?
Yeah.
You know, put it outside of Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park, you know, but him and his, you know, blazer and his
Air Force
Columbia
Ones.
Blue Air Jordans or Air Force Ones. Uh-huh. So That would be amazing. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. A lot of intrigue in the first 5-6 picks. What will the Giants do? Will they try to move up to take a quarterback? Will they stay at 6 and take a quarterback instead of a wide receiver? I mean, wow. There's a lot of intrigue. We're going to hear a lot of stuff in the next several hours.
John, I have one more request.
Rumor and innuendo. Go ahead, sir.
With the 6th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants will select
Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. I think they stay put at 6. You know, they'll try to grind out another year with Daniel Jones, and they'll try to figure out a way to acquire a young quarterback maybe next year or maybe in the second round.
I selfishly envy that pick, John. I know you've mentioned a couple times I am a Madden generation type Titans
fourth
fan.
Fourth and 30, go for it. Don't punt.
Don't matter.
Throw the ball deep every play.
But I think he'll fit in very well in New York. Just need to find that quarterback.
Well, we just need to find somebody to give him the damn ball, right. You know. So, yeah.
But you got time for that. You know how old Malik Nabers is? He's 20 years old.
You're right.
Can't even go out clubbing in New York, of course.
Which is a good thing. Because trust me, we've seen many a great athlete in New York get
swallowed up
by the big city. Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden, Lawrence Taylor, the list goes on and on. All right, great stuff. Hey, by this time tomorrow, we're going to know who the Titans' first-round draft pick is.
That's exciting. Very exciting.
All right, thank you all for listening. We got Jim Rome coming up straight ahead. McFarland's at 2. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.